Burt Show.
I had producer Mikey in studio this morning because he had to risk his life to get back into his apartment.
This is probably, I'd say, top five dumbest nights of my life.
Okay.
This is...
And that's probably saying a lot.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. No, I mean, I got a list going, and top five is pretty significant.
Now, are we talking about the same place here that you were talking about a couple of days ago that emailed you and said, hey, just want to let everybody, including the criminals, know we have no more security cameras in our apartment complex. Do whatever you want. It's complete anarchy.
Yeah, I was hoping nobody would connect those dots because now they know there's no cameras and you can penetrate it. So, but yeah, we'll go with it. Right. So, same place. Thursdays are trivia night. The youth group goes out to trivia. Only the real brainiacs of the youth group are invited. So, it's me, Rebecca, and Jackson.
Hey, I'm invited. I choose not to come.
That's a pity invite. So we go out to trivia, and every week whenever it ends, I try to get Jackson to keep the party going. It's impossible to do. This week, however, he had brought one of his friends, so the power of both of us together, we convinced him. So we go back after trivia to Jackson's rooftop, and we hang out there for a couple hours. Now they kick us out, me, my girlfriend, and I. We get kicked out of his place.
Jackson.
Jackson kicks us out.
He's like, it's late, guys, let's wrap it up. Okay, yeah. Not the apartment complex.
That's right.
Okay.
I'm like, why did the security guard have to come up to the rooftop? What were you doing?
So we're a 10-minute walk from my apartment. My girlfriend wants to take an Uber. It's a nice night. I'm like, I want to walk. You know what? You take an Uber. I'll walk. Maybe not the most traditional move, but whatever.
What happened to chivalry?
What do you mean?
Happened to being a gentleman? You're going to put your girlfriend in this random car. What if the Uber driver, what if something happened?
I did this too many times with Stacey when we were younger and we were out. And, you know, the night never ended for me. I put her in an Uber, a taxi many, many times and said, hey, see you at 3 a.m.
And this
but you're really going to get a ride share for a 10-minute walk?
Well, I mean, you never know. How late was it? Was it like 1 a.m.?
Probably 12.
What kind of shoes did she have on?
I don't know. I don't look.
Mikey, did you not take the Uber because you didn't want to pay for it and she wanted to take it home, so she paid for it?
That's a big part of it.
Actually, it was midnight, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't blame her. I'm not walking through the city at midnight, even if I'm with it.
Look at him, Kristen. Yeah. I'm big, strong guy.
He might as well have a billboard on his forehead that says, mug me.
The wind blows in the wrong direction and Mikey's toppling over.
All right. Well, she takes the Uber. Okay. I'm walking. My goal, walk directly to the apartment. I walk by the Midtown Taco Mac. Rest in peace.
Aww.
Permanently closed.
You want to take a second?
Moment of silence.
Yeah.
All right. So I walk by the Taco Mac, and then I get to thinking. I do a quick swing back around. I say, I'm going to go in there and get myself a Miller Lite. I've never been to the Midtown Taco Mac. So I go in, I get a Miller Lite. Finally, I finish up there. I go to my apartment. I realize my keys are in my girlfriend's purse. I call her. I say, no big deal. She can let me in. I call her. No answer. Call her. No answer. 42 calls.
42 calls?
Called her 42 times.
Now I'm starting to get concerned.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only 10 minutes.
No wonder she didn't want to walk with you.
You're a stalker. I'm so concerned.
No, I'm not concerned about it. I have her location. Yeah. I know she's there.
Got it.
But I know she passed out. And now what am I to do? Here's the way my apartment works. You can buzz into like a doorway. I have no buzzer. Can't buzz in. Or there's a parking garage where you walk up and you get to the second floor of the parking garage. There's this big gate that stretches from end to end of the parking garage. So it's like a Rubik's Cube. I'm standing there like, how can I get into this building? So I do a very dumb and dangerous thing. This is not something to be proud of, but you know how parking garages, like they have, it's like cement wall and then a big opening and then cement wall.
Yeah.
So I realized that I can stand up on the shelf there of the cement wall and press my hands against this huge column, probably like a 4x4 foot column, and go on the outside of the parking garage.
So you're going to like parkour it.
Yeah.
Dang.
Very scary. The first time was not the scariest though. So I get in, I walk all the way up to my floor, realize you need a key to get into that door too.
No.
So instead of just like laying out there in the cigarette butts all night, I decided, hey, it's only like 1 o'clock now. I'm going to go to a place called 11th Street Tavern and grab a drink.
Oh, sure.
So I go to 11th Street Tavern. This part gets convoluted, but the quick version is a guy buys me a shot. It's supposed to be like a lemon drop, but pineapple. It was straight tequila.
Okay.
And I don't drink liquor. So, you know, immediately, like whenever your mouth just fills with water.
Yeah. Well, you couldn't have been surprised it's liquor. He said, let's do a shot.
No, and but I thought it was going to be like pineapple, whatever, easy stuff.
Malibu.
And then it's just straight tequila. And I knew it was game over for me. So okay. I walked outside and threw up.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so then I decided it's time to go home again. I have to sleep in the parking garage. I have no choice. I went to the gas station, got some Gatorade, chips. I was going to sleep in the parking garage.
And you're fine because it's not like there are security cameras around looking at
you. Do you realize at this point you have spent more money than you would have if you would have just gotten in the car with your girlfriend?
I didn't account for having my keys in her purse.
And I'm just curious why you would like sleep in a parking garage when Jackson's house is less than 10 minutes and you could hit up your buddy and be like, can I crash on your car?
Oh, he didn't want to see me anymore that night. He was done with me.
He probably wasn't even going to be picking up the calls, man.
Yeah, he was done with me. That would have been 42 missed calls. Basically, I get back. I have to do the stunt again. I depress my hands against the column. That time
and
was...
And you've been drinking more.
Yeah, I threw up from a tequila shot.
Okay.
So now his system is clean. The alcohol's out.
That one was scary. So that was... not good, but I lay in the parking garage for a while, and then I say, you know what? I don't give up like this. I'm not going to give up. I go to the one where I need to get into my hallway, and you know those doors that they're not locked? They're held together by, like, strong magnets?
Yeah.
So I just kind of start pushing on it like crazy. I take my shoe off. I wedge the shoe into the gap. I bring my shoe all the way up it, and then I just bust the door down. I got into my apartment.
Hey! It ends well.
I love how within the span of a week, not only have you told criminals that there are no security cameras at your apartment, you've also told them how to break in.
Right.
Also, you said this is like in the top five.
Yeah.
I'm going to be scheduling out top four, top three, top two, and the number one.
I love that. Okay.
We must hear these other stories.
Okay.
You'll hear them. I too have had stories like this when I was 22, 23 years old. I think specifically I've told you guys, I was with my friend John in Newport, Rhode Island, and we were visiting his family that just had a baby. We're partying in Newport, and I get to, he stayed at the bars and I went back. Door's locked. I don't want to ring the doorbell because they have a newborn. So I go into the garage and it's a little chilly in Newport that night. And I found packing, like that packing, what do you even call it?
The bubble wrap.
And I wrapped myself in it and slept in his garage.
That sounds nice.
You were a little burrito bubble wrap?
Yes, man. I did not want to wake that baby up, man. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still. Not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now we are here to help you keep going further. Capella University. What can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.